All right, we're going to continue with our media availabilities here at Richmond Raceway in advance of tomorrow night's Monster Energy Series NASCAR, Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series Toyota Owners 400. We are joined by Kyle Busch, driver of the number 18 M&M's Toyota, who was last week's winner at Bristol and has won six races here at Richmond Raceway, including both races last year. We will open up to questions for Kyle. Please raise your hand. We will get a wireless microphone to you. We'll start with Jerry and then go to Hank.
Jerry Jordan, kickingthetires.net. So what's happened in the past week since we talked to you, but also talk about going into this weekend's race here at Richmond?
What's happened this week?
Yeah, anything happened worth noting?
In 6 days. I can't remember what I even did yesterday, so I can't say that there's a whole lot going on. But no, it's been pretty quiet, just our normal meetings week, whatever we had going on. And, just got on track today and felt pretty good, I guess. Okay. A few other guys that were kind of running some good lap times as well, too, around us. And, looking forward to qualifying being rained out. So hopefully we can start on the pole and have a good start to tomorrow night's race.
We'll come up front to Hank.
Kyle, how do you describe or how do you quantify the dominant way you've started the season and just how well you're doing week in and week out?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I guess I just go after, hard work, preparation, the things that you do behind the scenes that that help you succeed on race days and what you can do behind the wheel of a race car. But, it's also due to being with some really good, talented people, Adam Stevens and my group on the 18 car. And, of course, Ben Beshore on the Xfinity side and Rudy Fugel on the truck side. They've all done a tremendous job in leading the groups that they've got with them, and we've been doing really well. And it's just the results have kind of been coming, too. You know, we've had a little bit of luck on our side as well. I'll admit, I always tell you when we don't have any luck on our side, so I might as well tell you when we do have a little luck on our side, and it's been nice to have. So we just got to continue with the way we're running and the way that we're doing it, and keep being successful.
Is there such a thing as momentum in racing?
Oh, there's no question. There's momentum. Absolutely, yeah. I mean, you can go through the whole beginning stretch of the season. We've had a really good stretch to the beginning part of the season, and unfortunately, we're coming up to one of my most favorite racetracks in the world, Talladega, in a couple of weeks. That can certainly end that momentum at any particular moment and knock you down off your pedestal, whatever you want to call it, and then you got to figure out how to rebound and get back. So I think that's where our strength is, though. We've had some moments in some of these races that we've kind of been knocked off that we've been able to rebound and come back up through. So just treat it and like anything else and focus forward.
When you come to the far right to Dustin.
Yeah, Dustin, I'll be on front stretch. Kyle, the 15-year anniversary of your first win is coming up. It happened, ironically, here at Richmond. What do you remember about that night, and can you believe it's been that long?
Yeah, we're talking about the Busch Series one, right?
Yep.
So I came here the year before in the Truck Series and hit about everything but the pace car. I mean, it was an ugly, ugly venture for me. I don't even think I ran 15th in a Truck Series race. It was pretty bad. And then I came here the following year with Hendrick Motorsports, 2 years later, I guess. Yeah, with Hendrick Motorsports and the 5 car, and was able to qualify on the pole. Brand new asphalt, was able to qualify on the pole, was able to lead the most laps, was able to go on and win the race, and Greg Biffle finished right behind me. Probably, if he was a little bit meaner of a guy, he could have moved me out of the way and won for himself. But, we've always had respect for one another. So, I remember that day and being able to score that first victory and remembering going to victory lane and jumping off the car and all the guys catching me behind me and just having a good celebration. So that was certainly a lot of fun.
Can you believe it's been that long?
Yeah, no, 15 years. Yeah, that's scary. I didn't think I'd be here that long for a few of those years, but I'm glad it's all worked out now and there's better days ahead.
Here you go, here in the middle.
Steve Wilson, SpeedwayDigest.com. You just talked about Greg Biffle. Why or what was your decision to tap him for a Truck Series event at Texas?
Yeah, him and I have been friends for a long time, and we were just kind of BSing a little bit about it. And I always thought that it's nothing against the older guys. Biffle's older now. But, you know, when you're done racing Cup or whatever, you go back and run Xfinity or you go back and run truck or whatever it might be. And, you know, he was a Truck Series champion. He was an Xfinity Series champion. Coulda, shoulda, woulda been a Cup Series champion. Just never quite got there. And so, you know, I asked him if he'd ever think about running full-time in the trucks. It's kind of like an on-your-way-out type thing, and I've asked him about it a couple times, and he's kind of given thought to it and was like, I really don't want full-time. And so earlier this year, he asked me if I had a race available, and I was like, yeah, actually, I do. Not the one you want, but I got one that you can have, and take it or leave it. So he took it, and he's going to run Texas.
Go in the far back.
Kyle back here. Sean Robertson, CBS 6 here in Richmond. You mentioned your success this season, but can you just speak on your career success at Richmond Raceway, and is there one specific thing that has led to your success here?
Yeah, I mean, again, like the first time I came here, I was terrible, and then I came back here after the repave with the Busch Series back then and was able to run really well. We won that race, first race here, and then ran pretty strong in my Cup Series career here since my Hendrick Motorsports days and in the Joe Gibbs Racing days. So, you know, I don't know if it's necessarily a tendency or a trait or something that works with me here. It just, yeah, whatever it is, cool, you know, just keep it going. So it's nice to be able to come to Richmond and know this is a familiar place or familiar territory that we can come and get strong runs and good finishes and, you know, be able to hopefully win and continue our winning ways here.
I'm going to come up here to Noah.
Noah Lewis, TSJ Sports. Kyle, if you were to win tomorrow, then you'd tie Hall of Famers like David Pearson, Richard Petty, and Bobby Allison for three in a row at Richmond. Do those type of stats give you more motivation to go out and win more than you already had coming into this weekend?
No, I don't need any more motivation to try to win. We've got plenty of reasons to win. I think it's written about all over me. You know, it obviously is just cool to have opportunities like that. When you do win, when you are successful, you get other, you know, every weekend somebody kind of brings up something new to you. And, you know, there's that top 10 streak thing that we're kind of running right now, which we're on. So that's pretty cool. And being able to keep that rolling as long as we can. And, of course, too, if we can win three in a row here at Richmond to match names like that, certainly the godfathers of our sport that have built our sport to what it is today would be pretty cool. And I remember, I think I'm only the third guy now, Kenseth did it, to win on my birthday, and I won here on my birthday years ago, so that was pretty special too.
Go in the back to Don.
Don Jeffrey, CSPN Media. You've moved into the top 10 as far as all-time wins go in Monster Cup Series. Just kind of talk about what that means to you to see your name next up to, you know, like you said, the godfathers of the sport.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty cool. I think we're tied with Lee Petty right now. So obviously there's some pretty good company that's in the top 10, obviously. Just, I mean, in any sport, in the top 10 of accolades that guys go up against, it's pretty cool to be recognized within that group. So, you know, I talk about where we're at right now. Yeah, it's cool. It's great. But, you know, I feel like hopefully I can still have 10 or 12 more years left in this business and to be able to have the opportunity to reach much higher levels and numbers and to look back on it and reminisce on it when it's all said and done and see where we stack up.
I'm going to come back to the far right to Davey.
Davey Siegel with Front Stretch. Kyle, you said last week that you guys still don't think you're on the level of the Penske cars yet. Is there anything specifically that you think that you're missing that you can work towards specifically, or is it a multitude of different things?
I wouldn't say it's a multitude, but you know, it's just different things. You know, the Penske guys just seem to have the pure short run speed right now, where we don't quite have that. So that's something that we know we need to work on and get better at and find. It'd be nice to have short run speed and long run speed, because then you would have the field covered, you know. But some of these races have gone long runs that has lended more towards our style and where we're at, and some of them have lended towards the short run. So it just kind of depends, and it's just kind of the way the luck of the day falls. You know, but last week at Bristol, they certainly showed probably the most run speed, the longest speed of the runs. They were fast for 50 laps, and I think the longest run we had was 79. So they were pretty quick for a majority of it, and it was hard to make ground on them even in the long run when we were had 40 laps on tires. It was still inches at a time rather than tenths of a second at a time.
Also, I'm curious, what do Brexton and Samantha think of the beard?
I don't think Brexton really cares. He doesn't really know much about it. But, you know, Samantha's, she's growing on her. It's gotten a little softer, so she's a little bit better with it. But I guess it's her and I, she's like, hey, you just got to keep it going. You're in the top 10 streak, so maybe that's what it is, and just keep it rolling. So I don't know. I guess when I finish outside the top 10, it'll be gone. So we'll see.
Do we have any final questions for Kyle? All right, Kyle, thanks for joining us. Good luck this weekend.
All right. There was no qualifying questions, no how does it feel to start on the pole so I can be done so I don't have to come back later. Can we do that now? I really don't want to come back later. Feels pretty good to be able to get the number one qualifying spot today. I want to thank Mother Nature for that and having the opportunity to start up front, because every time we do qualify here, we always qualify in the back. So it'd be nice to just start up where I think we're going to finish and not have to pass everybody. But, yeah, that's what I like. So up front, it's key.
See you later.